usually when I'm concertizing, I'm wearing white tie and tails or tuxedo, and it's a pretty intense event. And this is the first in my life casually dressed concert. So I one of the gifts that Holden has brought to me, this is my third time in the village, the first time as village musician. It's one of the few places I found that I can truly relax. And thinking about that and giving a very informal concert, usually I'm playing my memory, and tonight I'm using music. And usually the program is structured with some loftier, esoteric purpose, and tonight I'm simply playing what I like. And I want to tell you a little something about this. There are two composers in my work as a pianist. My principal work, by the way, is as an organist. But two composers in my work as a pianist keep coming back to me from the time I was two in my adult years. And they are Bach and Rachmaninoff. And that's what you're hearing tonight. Three works by Bach and three works by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Bach lived from 1685 to 1750 and is generally regarded as a great genius in the history of Western music. But something they share is that in their careers, they both were kind of headed for nowhere. Bach was living in a time very similar to our own in which church and worship and music was changing. And his was very much the outmoded, old-fashioned style. He ended up in a provincial town that wasn't a plum position in Leipzig. And basically, when everybody else was headed in the direction of court music, Bach was headed in the direction of church music. Fairly obscure in his own lifetime, of his over 2,000 works, only six were published in his own lifetime. And it took 100 years before he was regarded as a great composer. He was known in his own day as a great performer. He had 20 children.
Great performer.
But imagine fathering 20 children seeing you born, and over half of them die. So his music to me is an amalgamation of all that makes us human. And the three pieces you're going to hear represent the different aspects of his own humanity that I hear. The first is the Prelude and Fugue in D major, written about 1736. This is Bach as the performer and great digital skill. You probably have heard fugues a lot during your life and may not know what they are. This is basically two pieces put together as one. First, a prelude section, and then a fugue. Fugue comes from the Latin word fugare, which means to flee. And it's based on a single tune, a very short one, of only about 8 notes. And then Bach uses that tune over and over to construct an architecture in this. First the prelude, then the fugue in D major.
been hearing that piece with its fast running back.
Thank you. Thank you.
which Rachmaninoff's music is famous, writing